Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Tassie.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. And we have an awesome Artist of the Month episode. They're all awesome, but this one is specifically awesome to me.
I'm excited as well.
Yes, yes. We are happy to bring you Kanjani 8. But first, we have a short announcement for some of our listeners. Would you like to join our team? We are currently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. So if you are interested in joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join, and you will get to interact with Tassie and I.
Yeah. Yes, please join. We do a lot of ramblings here on the podcast, so if you like hearing all of our full commentary, please check it out.
I kind of spoiled it up front, but I couldn't conceal my excitement to share this with all of our listeners, and you too, Tassie.
Yes.
Yes. No, Kanjani 8. So we were discussing a little bit beforehand, but you are not particularly like in the boy band scene, right?
I'm not, because I'm in the girl band scenes.
Yes.
I'm an idol junkie. We did an episode in the past with our old host, Lydia. We did two episodes, actually, with idling in Japan in the years, I believe, in the 90s. 90s to the 2000s. No, 2010s. And then 2010s to current. And so I'm a huge Hello Project fan. I love Morning Musume.
Nice.
But I... Yes! But I don't really know much of Johnny's. Like, I only know, like, Arashi back then, and I do know what's it called? News? I know News. And I've heard Kanjani 8 and what's it called? Sexy something?
Sexy Zone. Okay. The boy band names are always like so like wild and out of pocket, aren't they?
They are, but you know, like I appreciate it because it's like, what's that called that people like to say, like Gap Moe or something like that?
Oh yeah.
So like the gap of it, like the names are so ridiculous, but the music on the other hand are fun to listen to.
Very true. And Kanjani 8 is like, they are all very talented on top of being, you know, idols and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think every member plays multiple instruments. And
wow.
I think that's kind of what set Kanjani 8 apart from other boy bands, at least in my mind, is like they were like a boy band, if that makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Because you don't really hear that with idols in general.
Mm-hmm.
If they can, it's like a very like small gimmick type of thing where it's just like, oh yeah, I can play the trombone, and then like that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, and it never comes up again. It's just like, all right, that's cool. Yeah.
When they do their 自己紹介, like their introduction, I'm like, hello, I am Tassie, and I am the trombone player. Thank you. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you. Yeah. And I mean, like, the crowd is going wild. Yeah. It's also funny you mention Arashi and News, because one of the members of News, wait, is it one or two? Well, Nishikido Ryo, who is in News, also is in Kanjani 8. He, like, debuted with both.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I think also, is it Hiroki Uchi, I think, is the other? I think they both were, like, in News. I can't remember. Mm. That whole scene was happening while Kanjani 8 also got made.
Oh.
But I think I'm, like, getting ahead of myself. We should start from the beginning, the basics.
Oh, the basics. That, okay.
Yeah, we get the listeners on board. Okay. And I'll get you on board, too.
Okay. I am ready to board on this train of knowledge.
Thank you. All right. Well, Johnny 8, as the name implies, is a portmanteau of sorts of Kansai, which is the western region of Japan.
Okay.
And Johnny's, as you know, Johnny's and Associates, the mm-hmm. mega label and group that makes a lot of the boy bands. So, yeah, it's Kan, Johnny together. And at least at their debut, they had 8 members, but presently, they are a 5-member boy band from the talent agency. Yeah.
Okay.
So we lost a few along the way. So presently, I think the members include Yu Yokoyama, who does vocals, percussion, trumpet, and guitar.
Okay.
Next is Shingo Murakami, who does vocals, keyboard, and piano. There's also Yuhei Maruyama, who does vocals, bass, Shota Yasuda, who does main vocals and guitar, and finally, there's Tadayoshi Okura, who does drums and vocals. Like, Kanjani's history is kind of born out of, like, a lot of grouping togethers.
I think it's quite interesting because, like, I feel like almost every idol group or agency usually does, like, a little small unit, but this unit seems like it's been existing for quite some time, and that's something that's really hard to get by, like, now in, like, the industry for Japanese music. Well, I think it is, where it's still running strong.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a good point. Because usually, like, it all fizzles out, and then, you know, it's, like, down to the last members, and they're all haggard, and they don't want to, like, do it anymore.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You probably, in listening to some of the music for our episode, realize that, like, it's kind of like a rock pop. It's like, very heavy rock sound.
Yeah.
Did you get that kind of vibe?
I do, and I appreciate it, because usually, like, with idol music in general, I feel like there's always, like, a cookie cutter type of, like, sounding to it, and I appreciate it when a group steers away with their usual sounds or just in what they are expected to usually produce. So I like it.
Yeah, Kanjani 8, especially in their, like, earlier sound, they included a lot of enka and, like, a genre that kind of draws on sentimental ballad type music and romanticizes, you know, the past of Japanese culture that emerged immediately in the post-war, and it incorporates a lot of Western blues and doo-wop melodies and elements of Japanese folk music. So, like, blending that into their sound, like you're saying, kind of gives it a little bit of a different flavor, if you will.
Different flavor. I love it. Would you say that for Kanjani 8's, for in terms of, like, the special units in Johnny, do you think that this one is the most strongest out of all of them? Or do you think that, like, there are other groups that are kind of, like, the rival of this?
Ooh, that's funny you mentioned that, because have you heard the name Kinky Kids before?
I have.
So Kanjani 8, they were formed in 2002 and then made a CD debut in 2004. But around that time and a little bit before, Kinky Kids came out, and they were kind of like the first, like, we are from Kansai kind of group.
Because, like, usually a lot of, like, Kansai stuff is, like, stronger personalities. So I think that's probably the reason why the music is a little bit more, like, stronger. But I like it.
I do think they are a strong unit, like you were saying, because a lot of them have gone on to do acting careers and things, and I know they have their own television shows. I feel like a lot of Johnny's bands get their own television show eventually, but Kanjani's aired on Kansai TV. Like, it was kind of a variety show, talk show type style, But even in that, like, you really see, like, they have a ton of personality outside of performing as well. So I do think, like you're saying, they really put their personalities really forward, more so than I feel like other groups do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to discover it, because I'm, to be honest, I came into this episode blindly with the music. So while we were talking, I was listening to some as we speak, and I can see so far of the rock influence that you are.
Definitely. Thank you. Yes. So that was like the quick and dirty, but I'll just pepper in, we can maybe pepper in a few more interesting facts for our listeners before we get into the first song. Just because I do think there's like hints of what you're mentioning. Like, for example, Kanjani 8's first single, Nani wa Iroha Bushi, which released in August 2004, was released only in the Kansai region and showcased the members' like Osaka roots. So the song actually has a similar, a similar melody to a Japanese folk song from Yao City, which is in the Kawauchi region of Japan, now known as Osaka Prefecture. And that reached number one on the Oricon Enka charts initially, which is kind of interesting for a boy band to do.
Enka is like such a distinctive but traditional style of singing. But now that I'm listening to it right now, I can see why it's very Enka-like, because they are singing in that style. But but it's kind of like not really Enka because of how the random like rapping that's happening in it.
No, literally. It's so bizarre. I love the mishmash.
But I'm a sucker for like ondo music too. Mm. So like, I think that anytime when an artist incorporates ondo, like traditional, like kind of like bon odori music, I think the sounds is always so interesting to listen to.
I agree. And speaking of, you know, there have been some good girl group bangers that include like ondo and like that style as well. Mm-hmm. So I like the callback, as it were.
Nice.
Yeah, needless to say, Kanjani 8 has quite a prolific discography, if you will. And for example, in 2011, the group was actually selected to host a televised charity event produced by NTV after the Tohoku earthquake in March 11th. This is because a lot of the members were personally affected by the 1995 Hanshin earthquake, which was just 16 years prior, and to kind of show their solidarity with, you know, the great struggles dealing with natural disasters, they were selected to host that and support, you know, that area, Tohoku area during that time.
Yeah, I think I've actually seen clips of other groups that were invited into that event. These type of shows, they always invite other artists to come and perform for charity. Usually in these type of events, don't they wear like the same color shirt type of thing?
Yeah, it comes together that way.
Interesting. Well, another thing I saw that I thought very interesting was they have 47 albums in total so far.
Yeah, is that insane?
So insane. So insane.
Yeah, and of those 47, 42 have reached number one in the Oricon charts, which, holy schmoly.
Holy guacamole. No, not anybody can do that so easily. The power of Kanjani 8, am I right?
Yeah, I feel like Kansai people always pull through. They're like, I gotta support my boys. They're repping us Kansai.
Oh, I love it.
We'll get to the music very shortly, I promise. If any of our listeners enjoy what they hear today, Kanjani 8 is actually set to release its 48th album on May 10th of this year.
Wow. You did not hear this first from here. I'm just kidding. But that's awesome. That's awesome. Are there albums usually like a full-length album type of situation? Or is it like singles that they've released in like the past few years and then they compiled it into a thing? Or
I feel like it really rides the middle, because I don't think it's always a full-length album every time, because that would be, I think, physically impossible. But then again, they are in the idol groove. They do have people, you know, making things for them, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But I do think in those albums, it also includes like compilation albums and stuff too.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Maybe I don't mean to put a damper on the Kanjani 8 greatness train, but I do think I think that is like inflated a little bit.
Interesting. Before we continue to our next song, we have a little announcement to say. Well, have you ever thought of wanting to feature your song to the podcast? Well, our podcast is a perfect place to showcase your song. If you'd like to showcase your song, please, please, please reach out to our director, Nola, N-O-L-A, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. Again, nola@jtop10.jp. And we may feature you in our future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Well, without further ado, we are entering the final home stretch of our Kanjani 8 journey. So let's get into it with our next song, Life, Me no Mai no Mukoe, which was released on August 25th, 2010.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Nice. Well, Life Meno Mae no Mukoe is a fast-paced pop rock song from the group's fourth album, Hachi Uppers.
Yeah, and the song's lyrics refer to feeling inspired to move forward because of the courage someone has given them.
It was featured in the Tokyo Broadcast System's TV drama, GM Odore Doctor, Dance Doctor, starring Kanjani 8 member Tadayoshi Okura, and as well as the feature film Hachi Uppers, starring the members of Kanjani 8, about a group of cleaners who find a lost baby and search for the mother, only to find that the group of hired assassins are trying to kill the child.
That movie is wild, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh, I feel like I need to watch it then.
Yeah, I remember it was when I was getting into J-pop, when I was developing different tastes, and I was on study abroad actually at that time, and my friend was super duper into Kanjani 8, and I just remember watching that. We were like watching it in a Dotour, which is a chain of cafes in Japan. Yeah, it was the funniest thing. We're just watching this feature length film on her little computer and like having a ball of a time. But yeah, I would recommend it. It's obviously a lot of the members of Kanjani 8 are established actors and whatnot, so it has, you know, some hijinks and whatnot
nice.
To enjoy.
Outside of Japanese music, like, I think a lot of, like, Japanese shows or movies, they're so over the top of a lot of things, and the acting, I feel like Japanese acting is a little bit different compared to what we're used to in the Western Hemisphere, but a lot of it is very, like, over the top with just, like, reactions or... Of course, when it's supposed to be serious, they're really good at displaying it too.
Yeah.
So, but listening to the song, it's like, wow. Now that I know that the movie is crazy, but the song is very dynamic. It makes me wonder how that is being featured on the film itself.
Yes, please witness with your own eyes and let me know what you feel.
Yes, sir.
No, it is also to, you know, speak on what you're kind of mentioning. It is refreshing and exciting, like pop rock sound from Johnny's, because I think a lot of their stuff can tend to be ballady just because their roots are in ballads and enka, so it's nice.
Very nice. Our third last song of the list is Kasai, or known as Applause, released in July 6, 2022.
Yeah.
Yes, that again was Kasai, which was Kanjani 8's, I think, most recent single, their 47th single, and the song highlights a more mature side of the members and is marked by being the group's 18th anniversary since their debut. It's the song that kind of, you know, marked that momentous occasion.
Kasai is a Kanjani 8's latest release and was their first release in 3 years. It released the number one position on the Oricon Daily and Weekly Singles chart and marked the group's 34th consecutive release to reach number one.
Another song from this single, Kasai, entitled Circle, was actually the theme song for the Japan Pavilion at Expo 2020, which was a world expo that was hosted by Dubai from October 2021 to March 2022. And coincidentally, the next World Expo is actually going to be in Osaka, the hometown of Kanjani 8, and that will open in 2025. So
nice.
It's coming right to their backyard. They can make another single. I know we're getting some new music later on this year. Was it May 10th, 2023? But yeah, maybe they could represent Osaka well on the world stage again.
I like this song a lot. It's very J-rock, different from their other songs that we listened to today, and it's quite interesting to see like how their fashion has changed throughout the years too. They're very hip, very colorful, and I love it when people are not afraid of changing things up with their fashion, so it's great.
I won't speak ill of any other groups, but I will say Kanjani 8 has like aged well.
Yes.
Yeah, like they've grown into themselves, I think, a lot, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like it so much. I don't know which member I'm looking at, but the one with the circular shades, he looks so, so cool.
Yeah, the glasses are a welcome addition to the fashion.
It's very appropriate and very modern, and even the haircuts too. You're looking fresh, and I love it. I feel like a lot of like sometimes with the fashion with groups in general, I think that sometimes the fashion might look a bit too of a try hard type of thing, and this works out really well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
It's love great.
It.
Love it.
Perfect. Well, before we could get into the last two songs on our countdown, I have another announcement for our listeners. So if you are interested in advertising on our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis, with advertising costs that will perfectly fit your company's budget. So if you need to advertise, get the word out there, please let us and our podcast be the space to do that. You can find details for that at our website, which is jtop10.jp, and we will work with you to get the word about your business out there. All right, we are rolling perfectly into the end of this episode, and I'm here to bring you our second to last song, which is Zo, or in English, Elephant, which was released on November 5th, 2014.
Never gonna
Zol is a rock song featured on Kanjani 8's seventh album, Kanjaniism. And the song was written by the singer-songwriter Yu Takahashi. It was the first album to be released as part of Kanjani 8's independent label Infinity Records.
Yeah, and the song actually features the instrumental talents of the members of the band and was featured on their second Best Of album, entitled Greatest. The middle of that word is an 8, because it's Kanjani 8, which was released in 2018.
It is the celebration song for Kanjani 8's 10th anniversary since the debut. The chorus goes, "Let's meet here again 10 years from now. I know, we'll wear a much bigger smile." Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that is really nice. I mean, we're kind of coming up. Their 20th is, what, 2 years from now?
Damn.
I think. Yeah, this is this year will be their 19th, I'm pretty sure. And then, yeah, so, hey, Zoe, come on out. Maybe their next one could be like another animal.
That's so great.
Yeah, it is.
That's so great. Such a strong group. Very strong. But do you think that, like, that losing Kanjani 8 would be like a loss for Johnny's in general?
That's a good question. I mean, I personally think it would, but I think Johnny's has done well to keep up interest in their younger groups recently.
I see.
There's another group called Naniwa Danshi, which is a group that also is based, like, they were assembled from the Kansai region.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were, I don't know if they're still popular, but as of me living in Japan, you know, last year, they were super popular. They had their own feature on a morning television program. The younger generation loves, at least it seemed like they loved them, and I just saw their magazine features and everything everywhere. So I don't know if it's like a situation where one Kansai group could supplant the other Kansai group, but yeah, I think it would definitely be like one of the last mainstays of that era of boy bands disbanding would be kind of sad for fans, at least.
Yeah, because I know that when Arashi ended, it was so sad. And even when SMAP disbanded, was much more.
Yeah.
People were like so sad. And I was still living in Japan at the time when that happened. I was like, oh my god.
Wasn't that wild? I was in Japan too at that time. That was like, people were losing their mind.
Right?
I don't want to discredit Kanjani 8 in any way. I don't necessarily think it would be that, you know, level of a, you know, nationwide mourning. But I do think for, like, boy band fans and Johnny's fans, like, it definitely would hit pretty hard because they're kind of the last one of the last, like, them and, like, V6. I think V6, because V6 is still doing things. I always thought, like, V6 was a similar vibe to Kanjani 8, but a little bit different. Anyways, well, we are rolling into the end of our episode, but before we do that, I have one final announcement for all of our listeners. So if you have enjoyed our brief introduction into Kanjani 8 from what you're listening to, and you want to hear more, you can by joining our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, which starts at just $1 a month. And of course, if you do this, you will help support our podcast, and it will get you more content and more insights into Japanese music culture. And also, I mean, it helps us to connect with you and make more content that you're interested in and want to hear. So for details about that, please check out our website, jtop10.jp/club, and we hope to have you join us.
Yes, and also before we end our episode with our last song, here's a little sneak peek to our next episode. We have Miyabi and Haru, who will be joining with you guys a little over a week from now to bring you a biggest top 10s from Japan for April's top 10 countdown.
Nice. I will definitely be tuning in because I gotta get my spring playlist together.
Yes, I can't wait because the one thing that's great about the podcast is that once every time we have our top 10s for each month, I always like make notes. I'm like, I have to put this on my playlist next. So.
Yeah, right? I'm glad we're all in the same boat.
Our last song is Osaka Romanesque, released on March 15th, 2006.
Haruka haruka nishi no machi koi wo suru nara mido suji kara hajimaru no sa miyabi naru
Again was Osaka Romanesque, and it was featured on Kanjani 8's debut album, KJ1 FTO, which is, I think, short for, what is it, like Funky Town Osaka, and is also their fourth single, Osaka Obachan Rock / this song, Osaka Romanesque.
This song contains several references familiar to Osaka residents, including Mirosuji subway line, Umeda Station, Shinsaibashi, Namba, and Kobe Harborland, and phrases in Osaka dialect such as sukiya, I like you, and yappari sukiya nen, which means I really do like you.
This song was featured several years later in a promotional video for the Osaka Convention and Tourism Bureau in 2018 as well.
I did not expect this to be a tourism video.
Yeah.
It's a very chill song. I like it.
I quite like it too. I mean, Osaka just draws out something in artists and things that like make them want to make content and music and everything surrounding Osaka, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. It's just like anything that comes out in the Kansai region, they're just so proud with their identity. They're not afraid to go out of the box with a lot of the things, which I love, love, love. And yeah, it's just that they just have a really, really strong identity, which I really like in the Kansai region.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. And like even each area in Kansai has like a very distinct, like Kyoto is quite different from Kobe, is quite different from Osaka. So like, yeah, I think just, yeah, the individuality is very cool.
Yes.
And I always think it's really funny when manga or anime or other, you know, J-dramas, if they ever get like localized, whenever someone speaks in Kansai, it's, you know, written out or spoken as like a southern accent from time to time.
Yes,
I love that so much. I think it's so cool.
I love that so much too. And also like those people that you love in like Japanese comedy, the top of the top are usually from Osaka, from Kansai, so...
I mean, a subunit of Johnny's is a manzai, like the Japanese style of comedy.
Oh,
a
no
manzai
way.
Group. Yeah, they have a manzai unit within John. I forget which two members it is. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah. Well, it has certainly been quite a journey with Kanjani 8.
Yes.
I thank you for letting me gush. And I also appreciated hearing a lot of your comments, Tassie. It was really cool to get to, to talk.
It was fun. I've always enjoyed listening to someone who's always passionate in anything, in music and whatnot. So I felt like it was an honor to have been sitting in this chat room of boy band knowledge, and thank you for being so passionate, and I really appreciate your insights and also answering my questions
to the best of my ability. I feel like I was exposed on this episode. No, just kidding.
Oh no, I don't want you to feel like that.
No, it's okay. It was a long time coming. No, but thank you. I appreciate it. I will look forward, hopefully, to a future Hello Project related episode to dish about.
I hope so. So I can just give you back my knowledge as well.
Yes, and I have plenty of questions, so.
Of course.
Well, until we see you on the next one, I hope all of our listeners enjoy a wonderful, healthy introduction to spring, and we will catch you on the next one. So, 짠네.
짠네. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.